Kapahaka by Lisa Rangiaho and Kahurangi Rangiaho Katipa. The bell rang, and I walked over to the school hall with my friends. This was my first time going to Kapahaka. Whaia Mere was waiting for us, and I could feel butterflies in my tummy. I saw my sister, Kahu, getting the guitar out of the cupboard. Morena, tamarikima, said Whaia Mere. We'll start with a karakia. Some of the other children knew the prayer, but I just listened. In a few weeks, we're going to have the school prize giving. We'll be singing in front of the children and the parents, Whaia Mere told us. I'd been to a prize giving, but I'd never performed at one. We are going to sing a waiata about our school and the special places around us, explained Whaia Mere. We're going to practice the words. The butterflies in my tummy started moving faster. Would she ask me to say the words by myself? Would I know how to say them? I'll say a line and you say it after me, Whaia Mere said. Phew, I thought. The butterflies went away. Ano, said Whaia Mere. We said the words over and over again. Now it's time to sing, said Whaia Mere. Etsu! Oh no, the butterflies were back. I looked at my friends. They didn't seem worried. Whaia Mere sang each line and then we copied her. I kept making mistakes. I could feel my face getting hotter and hotter. Don't worry about it, Marama, whispered Kahu. It was the same for me when I started. I wondered if I would ever remember all the words. Every week we practiced. Kahu helped me practice the waiata at home too. She showed me a photo of her first performance. She was wearing a beautiful pounamu. This was our nan's, said Kahu. At last, it was the day of the prize giving. The butterflies came back, just like my first time at Kapahaka. Mum came to school to help us get ready. I know your nan would have wanted you to wear this today, Mum said softly. I gave her a big hug. Then I got in line to walk on stage. I loved the swish-swish sound my pew-pew made when I moved. Kahu sang the first line of the waiata and we joined in. I remembered all the words. The butterflies had gone. I looked up and I could see Mum smiling at me. Now I'm always the first one in the hall for Kapahaka practice. I still get butterflies, but now I know it will be all right.